Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The Triple M Saturday Scrum. The King G. Triple M rocks footy.
Love to have your company. Melbourne Storm, too good for the Sharkies. 40 points to 8. And no small part thanks to the man we're about to speak to, co-captain Dale Finucane. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Very well, thank you. The boy from Bega. We were just talking about country footy, the Bega Roosters, Group 16. Are they still going strong?
Yeah, they're still going. I'm actually heading back there after the Souths game next weekend and the local rivalry, Bega Tarth, for a grand final from last year. So can't wait to get back for that one.
Love it. Love it. Well, it would have been good mood in the dressing room post-game last night. Half-time may have been a little bit different.
Yeah, it was a funny game last night. We were quite ordinary in the first half and obviously went in down 8-6 at half time, but managed to pile on 34 points in the second half. So Craig was obviously disappointed with our first half, but happy the way we rectified it in the second half.
Lots of ball movement early in that one, Darf, from both sides. They played pretty expansive, the Sharkies.
Yeah, we knew they were going to be a side that shifts a lot. You know, previewing them through the week, I think they're sort of, one of the top three teams in the competition for shifts. So we were aware that was always going to be the case, and dropping off their back rollers through the middle. So we'd sort of planned a bit for that. But as I said, we were disappointing in the first half, some of our defence, and obviously a bit of clunkiness in attack.
Dale, any chance you can kick a goal, mate? Cameron Munster under a little bit of pressure, I imagine, after that performance last night.
I'm a sideline specialist only. There's no pressure from the sideline, so I'll take as many of those as they're going to give me. But the close ones, I'm flip a coin.
Well, question Welsh, your teammate. He wasn't nearly so generous. This is what he had to say last night.
What needs to be improved? I'd think maybe our goal kicking. You'd think maybe if you're on $1 million a year, you can put it through the post, 5 metres from the post. But you know what? He's working on his golf, so I think he's got his priorities right.
I think Craig will have a few words to say at full time.
Well, hopefully he's sacked. I think he's gone. I don't think he can come back from there. And Papenhuis and hopefully be back next week, and we'll forget about Cameron Munster goal kicking.
Oh, mate. How good. The funny thing is he can kick the so well at training from the sideline. He'll literally put it not on a tee. He'll sit it on the grass, and he'll kick him from the sideline blindfolded. But when it comes to a game, he's just I don't know if he's too complacent with it or what he's doing, but I'm with Welchie, sack him.
So one of the real positives about the Melbourne Storm, and there's a lot of them, the fact that now you're breeding young local juniors out of the Melbourne Storm. Last night, young Ira Mia, another one off the production line. That must be really satisfying for you guys when you see a young guy who's born and bred in Melbourne coming through the system and making his first grade debut.
Yeah, it is. It is very humbling. As I said, there's only been four. He's the fourth player to have ever been Victorian born and bred to play for the Melbourne Storm. So he actually had about 50 or 60 people there at the game last night, I think. It was such a big occasion for him. And he's one of 13. Yeah, he's got 12 siblings. So obviously his family was there. He had a lot of school teachers that came along to the game as well. So it was really pleasing to see him after the game go over to all those people. And he was so grateful for everyone coming to support him. But as I said, I sort of got out to the other night to a couple of the young Thunderbolts boys and spoke to them. Tim Glasby, who's obviously retired now, does a lot of the stuff with our Pathways program, and hopefully we'll see a few more coming through in the next few years.
I watched the game last week. My young bloke played against the Thunderbolts for the flag for Penrith and against the under 21s for Melbourne. They gave them a good shake. They were very, very strong. That's some good signs for the Melbourne juniors, and I didn't know Tim Glasby had that much to do with. That's great to hear. Fantastic.
Yeah. So Timmy's actually involved up at the Sunshine Coast Falcons. He's based up on the Sunshine Coast, and he obviously deals with our 20 and under age group. And he sort of nurtures them, and he's bringing those guys through, and he's doing really well with that program.
Yeah, the system's quite incredible, Dale. I mean, and you've been fortunate enough to be down there long enough to go through a couple of different sort of eras, haven't you, with, Cam and Billy and Cooper moving on and having the success that you guys had with them to the new breed of, Munster, Harry Grant and the Block of Cheese. Now, I would imagine, even though the success looks similar on the field, off the field, it would be a different environment created by the new guys as opposed to the old guys.
Yeah, it is different. You know, you spoke about those, you know, the big three, you know, Hoffman, Hinchcliffe, those guys who I was fortunate enough to play with in my early days here at the Storm. And yeah, you see the sort of the new guys coming through, and it would have been forgiven for thinking that, you know, because that sort of era of players had moved on, that the club might not be successful anymore. But, you know, it's good that we've got, you know, Ryan Pappenhausen, Jerome Hughes, Munster, you know, and Brandon and Harry at the moment sort of making up our spine, and hopefully they're, you know, here for a long period of time together. And, you know, I'm really excited to see how we can go sort of moving into the future.
Dale, we were talking a little bit earlier about the teams down the bottom of the ladder, and the recruitment and retention's left a lot to be desired. Now, the one thing about Melbourne is they rarely let go of someone they want to keep, and they bring in guys that, you know, young kids, and they thrive under Craig Bellamy. Now, the club's got obviously Ryan Pappenhausen, Harry Grant. There's some kids there that are going to be a big part of the future. Now, you're off contract at the end of the year. Have you been told where you sit in regards to Melbourne's plans going forward? Because there's a little bit of talk around the Cowboys having some interest in luring you north.
Yeah, I've had a conversation earlier in the year with Frank Panisi in regards to staying at the club, and obviously they would like to keep me at the club moving forward. And you know, for me now, it's just about letting my manager sort of take care of those things sort of behind the scenes. And I sort of didn't really particularly want to have a conversation until we sort of had something to decide that's sitting in front of us. So you're sort of at the moment, I'm sort of you know, waiting for a term, I guess, and an offer at the moment. So just letting that sort of pan out. Obviously, coming off the back of an injury, sort of was a, you know, it was a little bit timely. So hopefully, that's happening in the near future.
Talking to Dale Finucane, Dale, I'm looking at the Daily Telegraph today. It's got a story about several of these clubs, and it goes inside the gym with all the stats of how good each of you are going. Okay, I'll just go through some of the stats here for you, Storm. Fittest is Harry Grant. Fastest, Josh Adokar. No surprises there. Strongest, Nelson Asifa-Solomona.
No.
No, who would believe? The Telstra Tracker total distance was Cameron Munster, what, 9.6 Ks against the Warriors. Now, you don't fit, you're not there on the fittest, the fastest, the strongest. Oh, it does say the gym rats at the Storm. Nelson, Jesse Bromwich, and Dale Finucane. So, these stats accurate? Yeah, a gym rat. Yeah,
that's generous. I wouldn't say I'm one of the strongest in there. Yeah, as I said, you got Nelson, you got Felice as well, who's quite strong in the gym. Jesse, they're probably our sort of top three guys, I'd say. But yeah, I'm very thankful for that. Someone's thrown me in there. That's very nice of them.
we all see the Craig Bellamy that, you know, from the. From the box, who's ranting and raving, and obviously last night a little bit disappointed at the start. And we all then look to some of the people in your side and the characters like Munster and Grant and the like. Now, what's the relationship like between Craig Bellamy and Cam Munster? We know that Craig had a good relationship with Cam Smith, and Cam would often break him down in team talks and whatnot. What's his relationship like with Munster?
Yeah, I don't think it's any secret that Money's sort of a bit of a rat bag, and he likes to be a bit of a stirrer. So it's funny. I think Craig actually thrives on that, and he enjoys the sort of the banter between the two of them. So it's not uncommon for us to be in a meeting and, you know, something serious to be going on, and Munster to say something stupid and back and forth with Craig. So it's actually quite funny. I think Cameron Smith was actually a little bit the same. He'd sort of you know, love the banter between him and Craig. So throw Brandon Smith in there as well, and Josh Adokar. They're the guys that like to throw a bit of banter towards Craig, and I think he really loves it himself.
It's a good gang, isn't it? It must be fun going to training with those boys.
Yeah, it's good fun. As I said, that's sort of in the meetings, and you know, out in the field, he's more than happy to give it to any of the boys as well.
Well, whatever the dynamic, it is working, has been working for 1,000 years, and will continue to work for the Storm. Dale Finucane, thanks so much for having a chat. Really appreciate it, mate.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.